can only use that as a...
Yeah,
it wasn't
circulate them amongst yourselves if you will.
Oh,
it was just right there, it's a Nokia X is broken.
Yes.
Nokia N800 internet tablet 5156. They're not available in Australia yet. I believe they will be. The short version is it's an internet tablet, Linux based, and we don't have GSM or GPRS or anything. What we do have is Wi-Fi and Bluetooth, and we ship with a browser, an IM application, VoIP and video call, that sort of thing. Basically, you know, you're at the pub and you're having an argument about someone and Wikipedia is in your pocket. I think marketing sell it differently, but that's how I use it.
I prefer the way you sell.
Basically, oh,
if you guys
that one as well.
Bizarre.
Please don't lose it, that one's a prototype. Where is that one? That one's sales. So they're almost exactly the same. But that one would get me killed, that one would just be bad.
I've always wanted to get you killed.
What happens if
that's excellent.
What happens if you don't get either one day?
It would get killed.
Only one kill.
Why is it instead of taking an extended holiday?
This actually ships with Linux. This isn't somebody who's
it's not something like, look, we made this firmware from Nokia Research and the 770 as well shipped with Linux within a couple of years.
What's the user space? Is the user space
the kernel is quite stock. It's not one of the Wi-Fi router incredible horrible code drops. It's everything goes through the Linux OMAP list and is done properly. User space, we use X, the best X server on the planet, obviously, since I heard it. It's KDriver, it's cut down version of the X server. G2K, it's not even remotely stock G2K. Originally, we developed this incredible and whole new patch set, and I came to regret it. So we have a very, very hacked version of G2K and our own kind of wrapper convenience classes, which all have 800 by 480 hard coded on through and stuff. And
so it doesn't feel very hard.
Yeah, it's actually quite good.
How do we get a shell?
See the kind of windowy menu?
Yeah.
Press on that, go to extras, and go to X terminal.
Ah.
That's not in the shipping firmware, by the way. This is the internal development one, which has an SSH server.
So how do you get a shell on the real ones?
You can, it's an open platform. We have a publicly available repository with stuff like Xterm. So you run app, installer, find Xterm, install.
And the app is presumably Debian based.
Yes.
So it is a Debian.
Yeah. It is a Debian-ish system. We started with Debian, and we ended up with MIMO, and sort of random stuff in the middle. It's quite stripped down. We ship BusyBox. We don't have like Bash or anything, or a decent version of Server, whatever. We use Libsyn. It's all Debian packages, and most of them originally came from Debian at one point. But the quality varies. Some of them are very good, and some of them, the packaging is done by the people coding the relevant component, so they don't have the particular Debian knowledge and skills. So some of them can be quite rough, and we can't have to get upgraded.
CPU info, some random V6 processor.
Yeah, we should fix that up.
With features including Java.
Yeah, there's a Java, the CPU can execute Java hardcoded.
Really?
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
It's pretty standard in ARM nowadays.
JR, really? Java real machine.
It's called we don't ship anything Java, although we do ship Opera. So yeah, it's Debian-ish is the best way to describe it. Upgrading involves downloading a large new blob that also contains a bootloader and kernel and InitFS and whatnot, and flashing that rather than apt-get upgrade or apt-get dist upgrade. That's one of the things we're working on. MIMO in general. There's sort of two parallel things. There's Internet Tablet OS, which is what we ship actually on these, and ITOS is derived from MIMO. MIMO is our base platform that has all the stuff like GTK, the UX server and everything, but all of our apps are proprietary, so that someone doesn't come along, rip all of our software and ship it in a cheaper and not as good device. Not my decision, but there you go. So MIMO is done in general under open development. So the way we do it there is people just commit to public SVN in general, and most of the base modules are in there. So if you're developing an app for the N800 or the 770, you download the MIMO development kit, which is Scratchbooks. I like the words to describe Scratchbooks. Basically, you run it and you get an amazing shell in a chroot, and it fakes out ARM if you want to, so it also like, runs everything through QEMU but has native versions of stuff like Python. It's quite special. And so that's where we do. Scratchbox is, again, Debian based, and that's where we do all of our development in. And so, yeah, development for MIMO is just all under Scratchbox. That's mainly public. Sorry, I said this was ad hoc. If anyone wants to know anything about anything I've left out or skipped over, please do ask. Yeah, so what we ship ITOS is basically MIMO plus added proprietary bits. So we ship Opera, we ship the Flash player and stuff like our own email client, whatever.
I was going to ask about the attitude to Linux within Nokia. Like, is this a move towards using Nokia as a platform for more machines, or is this like one oddball thing of the time?
Yeah, I knew I probably wouldn't be up here saying that.
Okay.
This is the safe corporate response.
You've sold out.
Can we get it out?
I'm sorry. So, with Linux, we want to leverage synergies.
Now you're not getting them back.
Alright, so we should.
Is there right now, like, virtual kernel? Like, you know, can't
emulate it?
Yeah, you can run. We developed Zephyr, the sort of nested X server, exactly for that. So you can run it on x86 and have it come up and test your apps there. You won't have any of our proprietary apps, only the MIMO stuff, but in other respects, it's a
good environment.
Yeah.
Are you open? So by default, if you do the purely open source, like, can you build something or install as it stands?
The bootloader is closed and so is the flasher.
Right, but they're already on there, so if I don't need that, but can I take what
Nokia's
got and build something that will run on it and be useful?
Absolutely.
If you cross compile something for ARM that was linked to GTK, is it just going to work on that one?
Yeah, sure.
You run it right
there? Wi-Fi, no. But that's, there are a couple of user space blobs, but in general, we're trying to get rid of them.
Why no GPRS or 3G? They're not built for phone.
Well, seven, seven,
no,
seven,
the, this is not
data. Data.
It's an internet tablet.
It has serial ports or something that we can plug it.
It's got Bluetooth.
And Wi-Fi. You can get SSH servers for it if you don't want to sit there with the stylus in external. SSH servers is the easiest unless you're hacking the kernel, in which case you're probably astute enough to know a couple of little contacts under the battery cover. Don't do that, that would be bad. In one sense, we share. I'll get to your question in a second. In one sense, we ship the device with a blob on it, and the platform is mainly based around catering to ISVs. In that sense, it's essentially an open source version of Simple. In another sense, MIMO is the first time Nokia's really tried community development and tried Linux as a platform. At least I hope it's going rather well, because that's where my job is. MIMO was explicitly developed as a platform to build products on top of. So that's what we're trying to achieve rather than a one-off Linux product.
So out of curiosity, how well does the open thing work for? In terms of how much development, how much contribution?
Most of the core development is, basically all of the core development is still done inside. There have been some particularly good targeted contributions, so GTK in particular has had a lot of external hacking, but in general, most of the community development tends to be on their own apps. So someone worked out that with the Bluetooth GPS, it's a fantastic navigation device. So with MIMO mapping, which just scrapes Google Maps and uses GPS and leverages synergies there, is really awesome.
Oh,
nice. It's not a phone, it's an internet tablet. So our stated mission is to do to the internet what mobile phones did to telephony. So rather than being the phone, it's intended to kind of complement it with web access and IM. But mainly just web access really.
Email.
Yeah, so I've just ordered a phone device to keep the sort of worldwide phone community having the connectivity with it real quick. But in another sense, having it without any GSM and GPRS Edge, whatever, lets us avoid telcos. And this is really fantastic. Because if you've seen, particularly in the US, people will just disable Bluetooth or disable file transfer into Bluetooth, so you get their ringtones, and everyone wants particular customization in apps, and usually involving disabled useful features. So this lets us get an entirely new distribution channel and not have to deal with telcos on the current channel. Yeah. So we've got a completely open software channel as well. That's a huge repository of both Nokia developed and community developed update apps that you can just grab and download and install.
Yeah, it should be.
Yeah. Thank you very much.